Hi there, it's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani, and we always say you because you're the ones who make the show what it is each and every day, and we're going to count on that again today. It is the middle of the week. It is the Feast of St. Sebastian. And what else, Debbie? What am I missing? Hi there. First of all, hello.
Hello. I love this feast day. My uncle's, my late uncle is named Sebastian. And I just love learning about that incredible saint that was martyred for the faith. And, you know, the symbol of the sword that represents the martyrdom. It's learning about the saints and learning what they have gone through, what they went through, and, you know, how they persevered and endured all the way till the end. It's just amazing. And it gives us a real, you know, sense of, I don't know, hope and, you know, maybe just an encouragement to keep going and never to lose that hope. Jerry, mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, I agree completely. Yeah, the saints are fantastic role models, especially, like you said, the martyrs. But there are some who were not martyrs. They just attained heroic charity before they died. And so the church considers them saints, too. So good, guideposts, if you will, along the spiritual journey that we're all taking part of.
Mm-hmm. I think I misstated it. I said a sword. I meant an arrow. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Ah, yes.
You got to
yes.
correct me on that. I meant an arrow at the arrows in St. Sebastian. I don't know why I said sword. That's weird. I must be thinking of something else. Sorry about that, folks. I meant the arrows that you see in the picture of the martyrdom of St. Sebastian way back at the beginning of Christianity. Jerry, today is all about relationships.
Yep.
So we, first of all, I want to just say a very close relationship of ours. One of our ministry team leaders, Gigi, today is her birthday. Happy birthday to
Yay.
You, Lucy. Yeah, well, I sang a little for you.
Yeah.
Right. Today is Gigi's birthday. She's our facilitator for our Inspired by Faith book and fellowship club. You can join that at standtalltoday.com. We're reading the book 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World, published by our Sunday Visitor. It's a great book. You can join us and wish Gigi a happy birthday today by joining the book club. So happy birthday, G. We hope you have a wonderful day, wonderful year, and many, many, many more.
Yeah, you can join the Book and Fellowship Club. Go to standtalltoday.com and just click on the Book Club tab at the top. And while you're there, you might want to sign up for a free life coaching consultation. If you are looking for a little bit of a companion, a partner, a thought partner, someone to walk along this journey and help you out a little bit, maybe life coaching is for you. So check that out at standtalltoday.com. It is absolutely free for a consultation. And go ahead.
No, I was going to go. You finish.
Well, I was just going to simply pick up where you left off on today's show being all about relationships. Mm-hmm. So the phone lines are wide open right now. If you have a question, a comment, some kind of lived experience that you would like to share about a relationship or any relationships in your life, marital, friendship relationships, long distance, we're going to do that tomorrow, could be romantic, but all about relationships. This is a well-listened-to program, and a lot of calls come in, so you might want to get on the phone right now at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And we are well aware that the inauguration is taking place right now. So maybe if you have the TV set on, have it on in the background and call in at 833-288-3986. You can do two things at once, multiple things at once. That's multitasking. We can all do that, right? Well, maybe not. But let's try for the purposes of this discussion, all about relationships. You know, speaking about arrows, you know, we're talking about St. Sebastian and arrows, you know, right to the heart to kill somebody. You know, sometimes relationships can do that. It really is an arrow to the heart sometimes. You know, the betrayals, misunderstandings, all sorts of things, toxic relationships, abusive relationships, emotionally draining relationships, things that are just, you know, can really stifle our growth and really rob us of our joy. Relationships happen all around us all the time. We have them in our homes. We have, you know, our spouse, our coworkers, our friends, our family, our neighbors, our community, our parish, you know, everything. Folks, we're meant for community. So relationships are part of it. And this show is all about relationships. If you want to bring to the table a specific relationship in your life that you want to talk about, maybe you want to talk, you want to just praise it and say, you know, praise be to God, I have this great relationship. That's wonderful. But maybe you have a relationship that's really difficult right now. We are here to talk about it. And where else are you going to talk about it? Okay. So this is the platform. Please, 833-288-3986. Okay, call us. We need to hear from you. You drive the show. Remember, keep the TV on in the background with the inauguration and call in to take two.
And we got a prayer request that came in via email this morning. I want to mention this. We did our urgent prayer show the other day, and we have another one, Whom or What Are You Praying For, at the first of the month. But this comes in from John. No, it's not John. It's Eugene. It's Eugene, and he says, "Good morning, Jerry and Debbie. I listen to your show on EWTN. This is from Ontario, Canada. Our monstrance was stolen last night from St. Michael the Archangel, my home parish in Belleville, Ontario." And he says, "Please ask the Take Two family to pray that the Lord touches the heart or hearts of those that took it and that they return it safely as soon as possible." A very holy, sacred vessel, if you will, a monstrance, which is what you put the host in for Eucharistic adoration and benediction. So we will definitely keep that in our prayers.
Well, you know, I just want to say something. You know, there are a lot of people that do, you know, believe in certain signs and symbols. You know, obviously we don't govern our lives and govern everything, you know, our spiritual lives around signs and symbols, you know, but we can take that into consideration as we are looking at things. I don't believe there's any accident to that, Jerry. St. Michael the Archangel is the name of the parish and their monstrance was stolen. What does that tell you? I think this is a, you know, folks, there's a, in my opinion, humble opinion, there's a direct attack on, to God, direct attack. And this is not good. And we do need to call St. Michael the Archangel to defend us in battle. This is just not healthy for us. And I think as Christians, we need to come together and really join in prayer to stop this. What do you think, Jared?
I agree. We're talking all about relationships today. If there's a relationship that's important in your life, you want to discuss it a little bit, 833-288-3986. Hurry up, make that call.
It's all about relationships today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. If you're listening to us, if you can hear the sound of our voices, that means we invite you to be part of the family, the Take Two family. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. We love to hear your voice. We love to get to know you better, see what area of the country, the world you live in, learn a little bit about the relationships in your life and talk about it and learn and grow together. So we are a little bit changed by the end of this brief hour together, a little bit closer to God. Please call in. Ryan is waiting. He's got his hand right on the button to answer. Okay, he's going to say something like, you know, "Welcome to Take Two, EWTN's Take Two," something like that. He's so nice. Please call in, 833-288-3986. Jerry, I'm going to toss it over to you for the wonderful promotion that we want to share with our listeners.
Well, it is a book from EWTN Publishing. It's A Biblical Way of Praying the Mass, The Eucharistic Wisdom of Venerable Bruno Lanteri, and it's authored by Father Timothy Gallagher of the Oblates of the Virgin Mary, a very, very wise, holy priest. He leads a lot of retreats, and he has written a lot of great spiritual works. And this is it's an amazing book. If you want to know why we do what we do, why we say what we say at Mass, and how that is all related to and connected and tied into the Bible, which it really is, it's an absolutely must-read book. So you can get that at EWTNRC.com. That is A Biblical Way of Praying the Mass, The Eucharistic Wisdom of Venerable Bruno Lanteri by Father Timothy Gallagher. Just go to EWTNRC.com.
Thank you so much, Jerry. My my computer was playing tricks on me. I don't know what's cooking here, but it's okay. I do see, as I glanced over at the call screening screen
program,
the call that the lines are wide open. What's up with that, folks? Come on, you can multitask. Start dialing in where it's all about relationships. Usually this show is just like uber popular, okay? Because people learn and grow. It's kind of like free life coaching. It's really cool. So if you have an issue with a relationship, call in and get on the show right now at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're talking about all sorts of relationships, especially toxic ones, Jerry. And don't include me in that category because you just told me before the break that you very much enjoy working with me.
I do. Yeah. As long as it's from a distance.
That's our show tomorrow.
Right. Well, actually, yeah, that's a good opportunity to plug the show tomorrow. We're going to talk about long distance relationships.
Yeah.
And I actually attempted one of those one time, and I'll be happy to share that tomorrow, not today.
Not today.
But in the meantime, we do have some calls coming in. Ryan is going to be screening those, but there is room for you at 833-288-3986. This show is just very real. I think you probably discern that if you've been a listener for any length of time. And so what we're talking about today is all about relationships, interpersonal relationships. It could be a friendship that you want to discuss that is going great or not going well. Someone maybe not treating you the way you think you deserve. Could be a marital issue. Debbie and I we're not counselors or therapists or anything, but we've all had relationships, Debbie and I included. And so we may have a thought or two that would help you out, help make your relationship a little better or more understandable. But you're also teaching as the Take Two family. You're the ones who teach, inspire, educate. Whatever you share on the show is going to go right to the heart of someone who's listening and saying, I needed to hear that. So again, it's 833-288-3986.
That is so true. It goes right to the heart. So your comment that I know that you were just joking, that went right to my heart, okay? Kind of like St. Sebastian, an arrow right to the heart. Are you trying to tell me that if you lived in Arizona, you'd have a problem working with me? It's because you have to be a whole state away?
I wouldn't have any problem working with you in person. No, of course not.
Yeah, Jerry and I have gotten thrown out of many restaurants because we were laughing too hard, right, Jerry? we can get on a roll with laughter. Humor is a good thing, okay? And you got to keep your sense of humor, especially when the world seems like it's just going topsy-turvy, okay? Mm-hmm. Especially in relationships, too. You know, humor is a great thing in relationships, especially marital relationships. I was just sharing with somebody the other day that, you know, sometimes you can break the tension with something that just is, you know, appears to be funny and just silly. And you can just stop that reactionary mode just by kind of breaking out into laughter. What do you think about that, Jerry?
I think that's very, very true. It's especially, you know, if it's something that happens or something that's said by one person to the other person, and all of a sudden I think I can imagine in my mind the reaction that you're talking about. It'd be like there'd be this pause, quiet silence, you know, the sort of the tension stops for a minute, and then all of a sudden, you know, both people just kind of break out in laughter, and hopefully it would lead to them saying, you know, how petty of us, you know, to be, right, you know, going through what we were going through, doing what we were doing to each other. Yeah.
Right. No, that's a good point. Okay, now you guys did it. We're so proud of you. There are full phone lines. Now, when a line becomes open, jump on it. 833-288-3986. Like I always say, that's the way to do it. Mike in Erie, Pennsylvania, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Mike. Thanks for being first up on our All About Relationships show today on Take Two.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Debbie. How are you guys?
Doing well, Mike. How are you?
Good. I'm great. I'm blessed. I wanted to share a story about the pregnancy my wife and I are having. We're having our daughter. This is going to be our third child. And I'm very excited and feeling very blessed about that. Even though my relationship with my wife has been, you know, at times strenuous and difficult, the message that I get from EWTN is a very uplifting message, and I listen to it to try and keep myself, when we're going through difficult stuff, that it's like, it's family. It's a, you know, you got to stay committed, because I have trouble with that. And I have trouble in the relationship sometimes because we fight because we're married, and that's life is hard. So last night she had some spotting, and so she was worried because we had gone through a miscarriage last year. And so she tells my mother lights the blessed candle, the same candle she lit every day when I was in the U.S. Navy, and it kept me safe. And we go to the hospital, and the doctor checks everything out, and he says, I think everything's fine. And then we even got a blood work sample back saying that the pregnancy, there was a blood issue with a thing called titers. I'm not a doctor. I don't really know how to explain it, but it's a higher risk pregnancy. So, and that was better than the blood test than before. So I just wanted to give praise to God and say, you know, hey, we've already named our daughter Mary, you know, before this happened. And my mother lights a blessed candle, and Mother Guadalupe candle. And I'm telling you, it was a message, you know. And I had been telling my wife the whole time, because she's been very anxious about this pregnancy. We have to have faith. We have to have faith. We have to have faith. And God is working in my life.
Mm. Mike, well, obviously the place to start is in joining you and praising God that little Mary is apparently okay. Thanks be to God for that. And we're going to continue to pray that the pregnancy comes to term and she is happy and healthy, and all of you just rejoice in that great gift of life that God has given you. And we're sorry about your miscarriage last year. But as you were talking, you know, you were talking about, you know, as things get a little tense in your marriage or in your own life or what have you, you know, you listen to EWTN a lot, and you use the word uplifting. And I think that's important, because the world wants to drag us down, and the Holy Spirit and God and our faith want to raise us up. So we have to come back around to what's important, what's really important, and make faith the center of all of our relationships. And so it sounds like you understand that, Mike, and I think that's fantastic. And Debbie, I know you've got a thought or two.
Yeah, praise be to God, Mike, and you know, we're going to continue to thank God and continue to pray all throughout you know, this beautiful pregnancy and in your daughter that's coming into this world soon. So, but Mike, I just wanted to go back, circle back to something that you said about fighting. You know, you said we're married, you know, we fight. You know, it's interesting. Jerry and I do a lot of life coaching, and I have a theory about fighting. Well, it's not really a theory. It's out there all over the internet, but I've kind of, you know, tried to apply it to my own life and those that I work with. And that is that, you know, think about it. Think about the word fight, right? When you think about the word fight, what does it mean? You're going against an enemy, right? And I think sometimes in a marriage, we do that so easily. We love our spouses, but we're willing to fight with them. But when we go to fighting, or even arguments, which is fighting, you know, we make them the enemy. When really, you know, somebody has to win in a fight and somebody has to lose, right? You don't just have a fight and then go, oh, we both won, right? So
right.
So it's really a sad position that we put ourselves in. And my husband and I have worked really hard for the past couple of years that the moment we engage in something that feels like an argument or a disagreement, or even what we would term a fight, we realize right away that somebody's going to lose, and we don't want to do that to one another. So we are willing to walk away from the argument so that nobody is a loser.
Because you already have lost. Mm-hmm. By engaging, mm-hmm. you already have lost. And I have a good Christian brother who always reminds me of that, who's has a lot of children and is sort of an older mentor of mine. And I just got to give you guys your due, too. This particular show was a hook for me on EWTN. Mm-hmm. I was laid off for a while, and you guys were on there. I think it was pre-pandemic. And I got to give you guys the credit, too. I had an argument with a brother-in-law, back in November of last year, and I was like, you got to listen to Catholic radio. You don't know what you're talking about. We're not going to Mars. We're going to have a pandemic, because they were already talking about the Wuhan flu. I think it was Father McTague was already talking about it on EWTN. Before it was even on the media here. So if you want the truth, just dial into EWTN. You know, I love it.
Well, Mike, thank you for those kind words. And please keep us in your prayers. You know, it's a great honor and a privilege to be on the air every day, but it's a great responsibility as well. And Debbie and I don't take that lightly. And the show team as well, who are right beside us, you know, Michael and Jeff and Ryan and many of the others at EWTN, I'm sure they appreciate your thoughts as well. So, Mike, on that note, we will let you go, brother. And thank you for your phone call to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, all about relationships today. That line will be open at 833-288-3900. As we go next to Alexandria.
Wait, real quick, Mike. If you're listening, you got to send us a picture when your third daughter is born. Please send it to take2@ewtn.com. Okay, sorry, Jerry. Go ahead.
I was just going to go to Alexandria next, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network in Dallas. What a great place to live in Dallas, the area. Hi, Alexandria. Welcome.
Hi. I've recently joined back the Catholic Church, and I've had this friendship since we were both in middle school. And she's been my best friend this whole time, and we've, you know, grown up. We're now about to be 40, and she's always had a negative aspect or view about the Catholic Church, and always she's had a hard childhood. And I've always been very understanding, and I didn't know what my belief was at the time. And so I've been very vocal with her during my transition when I decided to read more about the Christian faith, because I was going to a Protestant church. And I don't know, I've been seeing, like, I feel like she's been lashing out at me more. We do go long periods of not talking to each other because, she's a lesbian, and I've been there throughout the whole time where I guess she was trying to break the news to me lightly, because she probably thought I was going to judge her. And then she was bisexual for a while, and then finally she decided she was a lesbian. And so her and I, we ended up living together at one point in our lives, because I moved from another city on the border up to the Dallas region, and she was already living here, and she was in an abusive relationship. At the time, she was living with a man, so we decided to move in together. And during that time, she was going through, I mean, we were very young, and I had a child. I was a single mother, and I got a job in Dallas, and I feel like sometimes our relationship gets toxic, because at one point she did tell me that she wanted to have a relationship with me other than just friendship. And I wasn't interested. I always knew I liked men. And, you know, I'm married now, and I've been married for, it'll be 7 years. And, I'm over here trying to see what I can do so that my husband can, so we can get married through the Catholic Church or be recognized through the Catholic Church. And so I'm in a different place in my life, and she's right now with her current new girlfriend. And I don't know, whenever I do have frustrations and I want to talk to her about it, and if I say something that, you know,
Alexandria, hold that thought just. Forgive me, dear. Hold that thought just for a second. You hear the music. We have got to take a pause here, but you are in a very blessed position with this friend. You are in a great position for God to use you to bring about great things in her life, and we can talk about that and more next here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It is great to have you tuned in to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program. And thank you, Alexandria, who we had on the phone, and she's still on the phone in Dallas area listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. And again, I apologize for the abrupt interruption there, Alexandria, but we have to do that each and every day. I had a couple thoughts. I was mentioning at the start, before we went into the break, that, you know, God puts us in certain people's lives and vice versa for a very specific reason sometimes. And I just sense that, you know, you're talking about this friend. She's been through so much. There is great confusion. There's a lack of clarity with regard to who she is and what she was made for. And you can be that sounding board for her. I just got the sense as you were talking that she just needs to kind of let it out sometimes, you know, talk to somebody. And I think the better listener that you can be, that is going to be a great gift to her. And just by living your faith joyfully, not so much with words, but with actions. And, you know, she is in, like I said, a difficult position, but my heart was drawn to a scripture verse, Isaiah 42:3, of a bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. And the way I understand that is, you know, we can be broken and wounded and just very, very, you know, very, very in a difficult situation in life. But God does not want to, you know, kind of blow those people out of the water. God wants to use somebody, maybe in this case you, to draw this friend of yours closer to him and maybe one day into the Catholic Church. Debbie, I know you've got some thoughts to share.
Well, I'd love to hear Alexandria's response to that first, and then I just have something very short to share.
Yeah, I've always thought that people do put, that God puts people in our lives. I do agree with that. We were both raised Catholic, her and I, and at the time, so she suffered abuse, and I don't want to go into too much detail.
Sure.
But as a child and stuff, and I know that added to confusion to her. I also suffered abuse, somewhat similar, but I guess it wasn't as bad as hers. And so I feel that portrayed, it gave a very negative aspect of men. And then with what's going on with the priests, it gives her even more ammo to attack the church. And so, you know, I do tell her, you know, not just go ahead and judge everyone by just a few people. I mean, it would be the same thing if you judge the Mexicans, because that's what we, you know, we're Mexican American, you know, that we're all this, and that's not true. And so I do feel sometimes that it gets very toxic and I can't express my views, and I do end up listening a little bit more. But I also get, I'm not perfect, obviously, and I'll say something negative, or if I say anything that's incorrect, I guess now that I'm being viewed as something more conservative, or I don't know, a little bit more religious, if I say anything inappropriate now, she holds it to like a higher standard, and she feels the need to correct me and uses that to judge me, which I find it very funny, because I don't judge her of her actions, of what she, 'cause she's even violated me at one point in our friendship, and I never brought it, like, I separated myself from her for a little bit, because I was like, she took advantage of me, and I never told her, and, you know, it's something that I swept under the rug, and the last thing I want to do is lash out at her and tell her, well, you've done this to me. You've done, right. And she'll just say, well, that was when I was younger. You can't hold that against me now. And it's like, okay.
Right. Well, but Alexandria, a couple quick things. Recently, Jerry and I had the absolute amazing privilege and honor to interview Dr. Alveda King. And she was just so incredible in her responses to the questions we were asking. And she talked about, and it's a different situation, but you can apply it to your situation. She met up with a person that really disagreed with her, at her behavior and her actions and, you know, things she was doing in the world, in the ministry work that she does. And Dr. Alveda King she said, remember, Jerry, she kept saying, I kept speaking love to this person. Every time this person resisted me, I kept speaking love. I kept speaking love. And it's a hard thing to do, okay? And, you know, if you've listened to this show, you'll know that I'm not big on labels at all, because I think labels limit us and they put us in boxes and we can't get out of them. Although there is one label that I do love, and that we are sons and daughters of God, right? We are created in the image and likeness of God. And I think Dr. Alveda King, she really was on to something about talking and speaking love. And what I took away from that was this idea of really speaking to the soul, okay? Not to how she identifies in this world, or what she thinks, you know, she stands for, or what she's against, the, you know, things of the Catholic Church, but speaking to the soul. And that's what we should care about one another. It really should be soul to soul. And it's a hard thing to do. We do have to establish healthy boundaries. We can't get sucked into other people's dramas and really be, you know, torn down. Okay, so we have to come from joy, like Jerry says. We have to live out that joy. But I think we need to speak to the soul. It doesn't mean acceptance of bad behavior or destructive behavior, but it really means caring for the soul. Think about that for a little bit. Let that kind of sit with you and see if it's somehow you could apply that to your friend Alexandria. What do you think about that, Jerry? Because did you was that your takeaway with Dr. Alveda King as well?
Yeah, it certainly was. And Alexandria, I'm curious to know your thoughts on what Debbie just shared. I think it's a good idea.
I do agree about speaking with love. I mean, I've been doing a lot more reading. I did purchase finally a catechism. To learn more about the faith, because I feel like I do need to learn more about the faith I've already been sharing even at work. I've been reading Why We Are Catholic. I guess I feel, I don't want to use this word because it might sound negative, like defend. I feel like I have to find ways to defend the religion, because when we are asked questions, well, why do you believe that? You got to have a response. And not necessarily negative. You got to know how to be able to speak it positive, so that mm-hmm. it sounds more like love, right? Is what I'm getting out of this, you know, everything that I'm reading. And it is very difficult, because, you know, people will spit at you in the face, or, you know, say all sorts of stuff to try to, you know, antagonize you and suck you in. And I have to learn how to separate myself sometimes, just to calm myself down and not just shut people out, which is what I'm avoiding. I feel like I'm at a crossroad where I'm questioning, well, should I even remain her friend? And it's been, you know, over 20 years that I've known her, and my heart goes out to her. And I mean, she's a sister to me. It's just, you know, we haven't hurt each other with words in a long time, which I feel that it's, you know, part of maturity. You know, we've gotten more mature. but I guess I feel a little bit of a loss on how to continue. But yeah, well, I'll just continue with love.
Yeah, I think that's the key right there. Debbie hit it right on the head, and you're already discovering that, Alexandria, as in your reading, and especially your spiritual reading and so forth, and reading of the Catechism. And when you share things with her, you might just say, hey, you know what I have really come to appreciate about my faith or about the church is, and then lead him with something like that, rather than saying, well, you hear something, you need to believe this, I'm gonna push this on you. But instead of that, you know, maybe just say, you know, one of the things that I really love about the faith, and here it is, the Catechism says this, and I really, really value that and appreciate that. So I don't know, Alexandria, we have a lot of callers we're going to get to, so we'll definitely keep you in our prayers, and your friend as well. You can make the determinations about the nature of your friendship and the longevity of it and so forth, but we will definitely be keeping all of you in our prayers. And thank you for listening and calling Take Two. We appreciate it.
And keep us posted, Alexandria. Jerry, we're getting some text messages back to Mike in Erie, Pennsylvania. I just want to make sure I have it correct. People are praying for his whole family. Is their third child, the daughter, is she going to be named Mary, did he say?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, I just responded to everybody. Yes, isn't that beautiful? Her name mm-hmm. is Mary. I love it. Okay, go ahead.
Let's see. We're going to go next to Lisa, who is in Northville, Michigan, listening on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi there, Jerry and Debbie. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
And you're both very uplifting, and so I feel like I could use your help today.
Thank you.
I am a conservative Christian and conservative politically, and so is my sister. And we are having trouble with our immediate family of origin. Certain family members, my mother and two brothers, have been so hostile to my sister and I. It's gotten to the point where my mom has recently said she cannot have any contact with my sister and I. And my sister and I have reached out in a very loving, godly way, mainly through text, and tried to point out that this is not a reason to forsake your children over politics, and that we can leave politics off the table. We don't need to discuss it. There's things to discuss, like grandchildren and other things that we can focus on. But these family members are so hostile, and it's like my sister and I feel like a death has occurred in the family. And and then today, you know, is not a particularly happy day for me, although I pray for both sides. I do from the bottom of my heart and pray for our country. But, yeah, that's just unbelievable to my sister and I that this is happening in our family of origin.
Debbie, do you want to take a first shot at that?
Well, my blood pressure is going sky high, Lisa, I have to tell you, okay? Because I work with hundreds and hundreds of people whose children have chosen to walk away from their parents, have become estranged. And I just want to say your mother someday is going to regret that decision, what she's doing. If that's what she wants to do is to cut herself off of her children because of the way they voted or their political, you know, views, that to me is so tragic. And I'm going to pray that your mom, you know, changes her mind on that. I mean, are we here in this world to be Democrats, Republicans, Independents, whatever? Are we here to get to heaven? Which is it? Which is it? And see, I hear the pain in your voice, and I'm sure your mom's in some kind of pain as well. That's not helping any of you guys getting to heaven. That's hurting you guys. It's creating bitterness and you know, a lack of trust and, you know, probably resentment. We are off course if that's what's happening in people's families. Okay. We need to be focused on getting to heaven, period. Okay. Period. This is insane what's happening now, that everybody's starting to target one another because of the way we view, our faith and the world and politics. I'm sorry, Lisa, my blood pressure's sky high. Jerry?
Oh no, because you care. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can hardly add to that. I think you were very right on, Debbie, when you said that. I think it is a shame when it leads to division within families. But that's, you know, in a sense, Jesus actually kind of predicted this. He didn't say that it would be over politics or whatever. But in the Bible, and I didn't have time to look it up, but Lisa, I'm sure you'll remember the passage. He says, you know, family will be divided, 3 against 2, 2 against 3, father against children, children against father. Jesus, he knows human nature. You know, elsewhere in the Bible, he says Jesus did not need anyone to tell him about human nature, because he took on our nature in his divinity as well. And so he knew exactly what he was talking about. And I just think that family is so important. I am blessed. My mother and my sister have passed away. I got 3 brothers, and if we had disagreements on political things, thanks be to God, we were able to just really not even, you know, let that be something that drove a wedge between us. But I definitely will join you. We will join you, Lisa, in praying for this family situation. Is there anything else you wanted to maybe touch upon?
That's all. I appreciate your kindness and your prayers. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Debbie.
Can I say just one last thing? Lisa, maybe you want to write a really beautiful, a beautiful letter, a love letter to your mom. Okay, she's your mom. You're only going to have one mom. And just write a letter saying, you know, this, we all want to get to heaven, right? That's our goal. Okay, let's support one another, affirm one another. Yes, we can disagree. We can have different views. But we're together in this. We want to be together in eternity, you know, and really just affirm the good things and keep all the other stuff, you know, at bay. Because I really believe a lot of this stuff that's happening in families, it's happening because it's demonic. Okay, think about it.
It is.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe pray the St. Michael prayer, write a beautiful love letter and just pour out, like unconditionally pour out the love for your mom and see if she responds. If she doesn't, then, you know, what else can you do? Everybody's got their free will, but that's a shame. I would take you as a daughter any day, Lisa, any day.
That's kind. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lisa, thank you for the call. And the Take Two family is a praying family, so they will be praying for the unity and harmony within your family. Lisa, thank you so much. We're going to get to more calls in a minute. Debbie, if you don't mind, I will mention...
Sure.
EWTN Live with Father Mitch Pacwa is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, every Wednesday. And tonight, Father Mitch is going to talk with Brian Besong and Jonathan Fuqua about philosophy, faith, and reason. And you might be saying, well, you know, I don't understand all of those different disciplines. And thing is, you need to, because our faith is built, actually, philosophy is the foundation of many of the issues of our faith. And of course, faith and reason work in harmony together. So join Father Mitch Pacwa and his guest tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for EWTN Live on many of these same EWTN stations.
I just have one more thing since I'm on a roll. Mm-hmm. Okay, family is everything. We need family to stay strong, to stay connected. It should be a safety net for all of us. Satan wants to destroy the family. We know that. We've heard that from numerous popes, all sorts of, you know, apparitions and stuff, that Satan wants to destroy the family. We've got to preserve and protect the family. Pray with the family. Say the St. Michael prayer, the sacramentals. Go to adoration for your family. Please, folks, don't let your family dissolve. It's then we have nothing left. I'm sorry. I just had to say that because I'm so passionate about that.
Don't apologize. Look at the situation we have in the world right now. Mm-hmm. Satan is having a field day, dividing people, keeping people apart from their loved ones, mm-hmm. people in isolation. We must not play into his hand make that situation worse. It's already hard enough for families to be, you know, together right now and unified. So let's not give him a helping hand with that.
Absolutely. Amen. See, you said it so much better than I could. Rudy is up next in Dallas, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. First-time caller. Hi, Rudy. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Yes, hello. The first time, you know, first time listening to you guys. And it's just the way y'all talk, the way y'all are. Just seems like you all might be able to help me out with this.
Okay.
So when I was a kid, my father, he was shot and killed, shot in the back, and never got to know him, never got to meet him, never had no memories. Obviously not old enough to have any type of memories about him, what kind of person he was or anything. So, you know, after that, he went to jail, but for whatever reason, he was released. I don't even know what his full term was, but he was released early, came out. Apparently the person who, apparently my mother, got with him. And, they had kids and whatnot, and then he went back. For whatever reason, after that, I don't know what happened, he went back again. So here I am in the same household, you know, with the person who is now with the kids who are now my siblings, from the person who shot and killed my father. So growing up, you know, I got to grow up with them, you know, and kind of resented a little bit, you know, of course. I was a kid. There was like some kind of, not hate, but we just never really had that actual brother-sister connection, you know, growing up. And I hate it because I know I'm the older one, so I should have been a better person and whatnot. But it's just, like I said, you know, it was just a little difficult for to take on as a kid. And so he got released again from whatever he did, he got released again. And as that is going on, you know, like I said, I never really had a full understanding, but he got released again, and my mother took him in. So when he got released again, I was already, by that time, I'm already 17, 18 years old. So here I am getting kicked out of the house. It's his choice. He kicks me out of the house. Oh, you're already man enough. You're already old enough. You know, that's it. Mm-hmm. You're out. So, yeah, man, my mom, back home from the choice, doesn't exactly, you know, hey, you know, doesn't intervene in any way. Hey, that's my son. You know, you ain't kicking him out. He's here. He's got to play. You know, no, nothing like that. Just stay quiet. That's it. I'm out.
Rudy, for the sake of time, I don't want the clock to run out on you, because that would not be fair. So I wanted to maybe just jump in here, and you know, Debbie might have a thought as well. But my goodness, dear brother, you know you've been through a lot. I mean, you said your stepfather, you learned that he killed your father. You learned later in life. And but that, you know, the loss of your father, I know from experience, mine was not killed, but you know, about the age of 7, my parents divorced, and that leaves a huge hole in your heart. And you know, you had the loss of your biological dad, and then this horrible example given by your stepdad of being in and out of prison, and then the issue with the other kids and all of that. So there's a lot of balls in the air here that you're juggling, Rudy. And I think the thing is, maybe for you right now is, you know, if there's anyone you feel you need to forgive in your heart, maybe not face to face, but you know, in prayer to God, you can say, God, please forgive them. God is outside of time and space, so He can forgive anybody, even if they're deceased. And also maybe just, you know, you're listening to EWTN right now. Maybe keep tuned in. You said it's the first time you've listened to our show, maybe the first time ever listening to EWTN. But keep listening, and you'll get a lot of good suggestions on really growing your spiritual life. And the more that you do that, the more that you grow and mature, you're going to be forgiving, and God is going to work on healing any wounds that there might be still in your heart, because I know that there certainly are some. Debbie, if you have anything to add, please.
You said it beautifully, Jerry. I was just going to say, and our prayers will be, Rudy, hopefully joined with you, that you continue your faith life, and you'll be reunited with your dad for all of eternity. And that is forever, Rudy. This, remember St. Teresa of Avila, or some say Avila. You may or may not know her, this as saint. She was a good doctor of the church, a great saint. She used to say, this life is like one night in a bad motel. Okay? This is what this life is like. So we need to prepare for eternity. And my prayer for you is, I agree with exactly what Jerry said. Build up your faith life, your spiritual life, and you will be reunited someday when God calls you home, not a second earlier, when God calls you home, and you'll be reunited with your dad for all of eternity. And let me tell you, Rudy, you're going to be celebrating, and all this will, all the past hurts will never be a part of it again. What do you think?
I mean, well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm trying to believe, I'm trying to have the faith, but it's just like, I went to RCIA classes. I recently got my sacraments, well, finished them, communion, confirmation. And, you know, as an adult, and I'm trying my best to keep my faith, but it's just, it's a little bit difficult because of that reason. I mean, my father was taken away so early. No reason. He was only like 35, 36. Younger than me when he was shot and killed. And the person who did it, he got to live his full life, nothing wrong, you know, natural death, you know, and that's what's hard for me to keep my faith, for one. Two, I mean, how am I supposed to exactly, I mean, I forgave her because, like how you said, you know, family, we're supposed to be family, we're supposed to stick together. So that, which is why I went to got my confirmation, my communion, you know, and I'm trying to get my faith. I am trying to keep it. It's just hard because that just keeps coming back. It's just a broken record in my head where it just keeps coming back to that.
Well, and Rudy, again, I go back to just really, I would focus in on the sacraments, which you have received, praise be to God. And also that issue of forgiveness just keeps coming up, because I think when we can fully, truly forgive from our heart, and it may take several quote-unquote attempts, if you will. You know, you may have to forgive and then forgive a little deeper and forgive a little deeper until finally you're able to fully forgive this man for what he did. Like you said, you lost your dad, and he got to live a full life and die a natural death. So we will definitely be praying for you, but don't let Satan or anything steal this great faith that you now have been given.
Don't let
that happen, Rudy. Hold on to it, brother. Yep. You've been given a great gift, and that's straight from God to you.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Rudy, you can stay in touch with us. Take2@EWTN.com. Okay, I agree with Jerry. Hold on to that faith. Hold on to it, Rudy. You've got it. It's yours. Keep it. Preserve it. Protect it. Jerry, tomorrow we're going to be talking. We're not going to get to Frank and Mary and the others. We're sorry. You could call back tomorrow. We're still talking about relationships, only it's long-distance relationships. Right, Jerry?
That is right. That is our program for tomorrow. We will look forward to being back with you. I thank the show team, Michael, Jeff, and Ryan. And thanks to the affiliates for carrying Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Most of all, thanks to you, because you are the one who make the show every day. And until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. St. Joseph, pray for us. Amen.